This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
Seven after the hour, welcome to the Good Day American Family Farmer. The object of spending time in this hour with you is to aim you into the direction of where I've spent much of my life. Most of you know, in addition to being a broadcaster, I am a family farmer. I'm a dairyman. I've been around cows all my life. Not, you notice how I say cows. I don't say cattle, because I think cattle, there's a different sort of feel to that term cattle. The cattle drive of the Old West, having cattle, I believe that I, in my mind, associate cattlemen with ranchers and people who raise beef cows, whereas I have cows that give milk. It's almost like a feminine masculine sort of thing. Most people, although it's not entirely true, that those who raise beef animals are raising steers or the male of the genre, versus dairy being the female of the genre. But perhaps that's a way of thinking about it. I don't want to get too far into the weeds here, just to give you a little background as to me and what I'm all about and why I'm doing this. This program is heard all around the country and all around the world. You can listen to the podcast on the My Farm radio app. Each week we take apart some of the issues that are affecting family farmers with an eye toward solving the problems. And you'll likely hear people who have expertise, whether they be the farmers themselves or people. I'm not likely to have too many regulators, government people on, because I think they are the reason we have as many problems in farming and pretty much all the rest of our lives as well. But you will hear people like the gentleman who's with me for a while on the program today. His name is Tom Driscoll. He's the Director of Conservation Policy and Education at the National Farmers Union. And full disclosure, I'm a member of the National Farmers Union and have been for a number of years. I believe that this group, more than any of the other, I mean, we all grew up with the American Farm Bureau. I don't think they speak to the issues of small farmers anymore. I think they've become lackeys for the huge agribusinesses, and there's more money there, and I understand that. But for me, anyway, the NFU is very important because of their government relations folks. And Tom, you're on the top of that heap. Thanks for joining me here on the American Family Farmer.
Good morning, Doug. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's talk about what's going on regulation-wise now that will affect not only the family farmer, but the locavore, the person, the people who are buying the food locally, supporting local agriculture, which is another adjunct of this program, talking about food and how we're impacted by food. What's going on in Congress this season to affect the health and well-being of our farmers, of the people who are buying their product, of the soil, the water, the air? All of these things are a part of what you engage in with the government in Washington, right?
That's correct. And as you and your listeners likely know, Doug, this has been a pretty slow-moving Congress.
I was giving them credit, frankly. They haven't done anything that I can see that's done anything that benefits any group of people much, other than people that are buying their support.
Well, it is an election year, and we're seeing that there's a lot of contentious issues out among the electorate, and there's some deep philosophical issues at play in the current election and the current discourse in D.C. And it has slowed things down a bit in Congress, but we have been looking at the president's budget and how Congress has been reacting to that. The president's budget was proposed in February of this year, and it was there was a lot to be pleased with regarding sustainable agriculture and conservation.
Would you describe that? Would you just define it a little bit better, Tom? I'm not sure I'm always so good at defining these in the way that regulators or government hacks would likely do it. And I said it sort of pleasantly.
Sure. Well, there's not a working definition for sustainable agriculture that's endorsed by Congress or USDA or anyone like that, but it's a little bit easier to talk in terms of specific programs, perhaps. And one highlight might be the REAP program was well-funded in the president's budget. That's the Rural Energy for America program.
Mm-hmm.
Or Renewable Energy for America program, excuse me. And what that program offers is assistance to farmers and rural businesses that would like to install renewable energy or energy-efficient devices on their farm or at their business. And it's programs like that and the current administration's interest in enhancing use of renewable energy and working on the impacts of climate change that we hope will be carried through as the houses of Congress continue to work on the budget.
All right, let's pause for a moment. We're having a conversation with Tom Driscoll, who's the conservation and climate change expert at the National Farmers Union. What do those of you who are beginning farmers, those of you who have been on the farm for a long time, those of you involved in locally securing what was America's first and largest industry until the Industrial Revolution, but it still is the most important thing, people check off the food supply, the sources, the things that are important, food choice, that kind of stuff, and that's all part of the conversation here. The FDA is taking over state food regulation. You'll be interested in our conversation on the American Family Farmer here on Good Day.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree Branch.
Hi, it's me, Tree Branch. So, about the other night, look, it's no secret your roof and I never quite got along. It's a roof and I'm a branch, and that's how these things go. But I'm calling to say I'm really, truly sorry about what I did to your gutters and skylight. And also, I'm not paying for the damage. Okay, bye.
Trees never pay for roof damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
We're talking about agriculture, sustainable ag, specifically with Tom Driscoll, who's the conservation and climate change person at the National Farmers Union. He's had a lot of experience with this. Are you a farm kid? I didn't ask you that. I often am interested in a lot of the people. I know Roger, who's your boss, who runs the NFU, is a farm person, but I can't imagine that there wouldn't be all the people that are there working wouldn't have some strong family ties to farms.
So what happened with me was I was a city kid, and then we moved out to kind of the rural collar around Youngstown, Ohio, when I was about 11 years old.
Really?
And that's correct. Yeah, I started picking strawberries for school clothes money, and my brothers and sisters and I, or more specifically, my brothers and sisters got involved in 4-H. And then I kind of went for an environmental background and circled back to agriculture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. All right. One of the things that is important, I think, to me and to all of us is how we take nuances or niches. In the Northeast where I am, there are a lot of people who are very concerned about the health of the bee. Honeybees have, and not only here, but around the country. I know a number of people in my town who have beehives. They're trying to make them bigger. And I know that there is a meeting next week. There's a strategy that's been put forth to save the bees. What's that strategy involve?
I'm not entirely sure which strategy you're specifying. There's a few strategies at play. I know that the White House has a pretty multifaceted strategy.
That's the one I'm talking about. Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, I'm not so in depth familiar with the details of that plan, but I do know that a lot of the specifics in D.C. that other groups have talked about. You know, you've got the basic first level step of just facilitating sharing of information when spraying is going to occur and when bees are present on certain operations.
Right.
So I know that a lot of state departments of agriculture have experienced a lot of success with that, and farm groups have been involved. Just getting folks talking to their neighbors. There's a lot that can be done simply by avoiding spraying at times when the bees are out, or having the bees out, you know, vice versa when spraying's going to happen. That first step is doing a lot of good. There's more advanced conversations going on around integrated pest management and things like that. But I am not completely versed in the details of the White House.
One of the things that would seem to me, I'm not sure you have to be, a little common sense involved here. You don't need the government to tell you to use your common sense when it comes to being around bees. You don't spray all over the place with stuff if there are beehives around. I mean, I think that would be, you need the Environmental Protection Agency or the FDA or somebody to tell you, don't spray around bees. I find that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about that drives everybody nuts, because you have some person now who's in charge of regulating this at the federal government, and they'll have minions in the states, and they'll go around the farm and say, oh, spray if you're near a bee. Well, who in their right mind would not have the consciousness? What farmer isn't going to know is not going to be good for the bees that he needs to be spraying a lot all over the areas where the bees are?
Well, it's just about neighbors talking to neighbors. I don't know.
Yeah, I find that to be the most sort of distracting. Anyway, but there are good programs. The government does have good programs, and I think we ought not to. The thing that brings, when it comes to budget, a lot of us into focus is how much money doesn't go to the small family farmer, but to the big agribusinesses that don't need it. And I would bet some of your members are on to that big time. But we'll talk about that in just a second. Hold on a second. Tom Driscoll here from the NFU on American Family Farmer. We'll be right back.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 It's now 23 after the hour. This is the American Family Farmer on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen, having a conversation this portion of the hour about the conservation issues that are facing American family farmers. This program is for the American family farmer. It's aimed at helping people who have small farm businesses, and also to those of you who eat the food that is produced by the American family farmer, the locavore movement. The discussion continues as to the relevancy of getting things fresh versus frozen. There are all kinds of issues all the time. Food choice is a big thing. You were talking earlier, Tom Driscoll, about sustainable agriculture and the things that the USDA is doing to help the farmer. One of the things the public wants to know is, where's the food coming from, and how do we know for sure that it is what it says it's going to be, with all the big companies trying to avoid labeling? What's the government doing to try to get to the bottom of that issue?
What is the government trying to do to help consumers know where their food is coming from? Well,
yeah, every time you turn around, there's another initiative on ballots here and there, and Monsanto will spend millions of dollars trying to kill it. And so I don't know that I've seen the feds are trying to get country of origin labeling, right? Isn't there initiatives like that, and then the local equivalents for that?
Well, the question of biotech labeling is far from being settled, but there are programs that are getting more attention, incrementally more attention from USDA to help put farmers in direct contact with consumers, and many consumers are finding that that is their preferred way of understanding
right.
where their food is coming from. So programs
I was wondering, yeah, we talk about the money that was in the ag budget going to these big people. I was making that reference before. But what are there in terms of programs that will help people be able to make intelligent food choices?
So there's programs like the value-added producer grant and the local food promotion program, or the farmers market promotion program, that help get more options out to consumers and open other new marketing opportunities to farmers. And that is a really great way of understanding where your food is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was taken back by something that the FDA announced this week, the Focus on the Food Safety Modernization Act, also known as FSMA, F-S-M-A. It directs the FDA to build an integrated national food safety system in partnership with state and local authorities, recognizing that all food safety agencies need to work in integrated ways to achieve public health goals. Really what that means is the feds are going to take over and push the local people out. I see that is what's happening. A lot of people that are in the farm business that I'm in, where their incomes are less than $1 million from the farm, not going to supposedly, according to the regulators, you're not going to be affected by this as much as anybody else. But I see these regulations coming out of the woodwork here all over the place.
There are definitely a lot of concerns around the implementation of FSMA regulations. There's no question that there are farmers who have never been within the reach of USDA, have never participated in an FSA loan program or a NRCS conservation program, who will, for the first time, come under regulation. We're trying to find ways to connect with farmers who will be regulated for the first time, that they don't, not taken by surprise.
Go to the nfudc.org website. If you don't know about National Farmers Union, it's nfudc.org. Tom Driscoll from the National Farmers Union, thanks for being here on the American Family Farmer.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Of the kinds of people who have been raised on their own farm, they have protected their farm and their operation. They're trying to bring their children along in an area that has become outrageously overrun with federal interference. They are in court all the time about this, that, or the other thing. It's so obvious what's going on. The people who are running farms like Terry's and mine, frankly, are not the cause of problems. We know how to do it and do it right. The problems come with the huge operators, and they're the ones that want to put us all out of business. They're in collusion with the regulators and politicians and stuff, and so you're putting up with that all the time. Now, digging beyond that, I wanted to find out what kind of a farmer, after all, this is about farming, Terry is. He's got a 400-acre pasture operation for beef cattle, no feedlots anywhere. And so you're selling to your own customers? Are you selling regionally? How, when you raise these animals, tell us, bring us through the calving period, how you raise your animals, how long it takes them, how do you finish them off, and who your customers are. Will you, Terry?
Sure. Just to point out how seriously, you know, I take my farming aspect. I've just almost finished up calving season and had about 85 or 90 calves and about a 40-day period, all from, you know, pasture-bred bulls.
Right.
Haven't lost any. I maintain and check my cattle every 2 or 3 hours during calving season. And I found out, you know, after they carry it for 8 or 9 months, you better be there to protect that calf.
Right.
And make sure he's well when he's born. The calves are usually run on rotational pasture through the summer months, and then in October I usually pull the calves off the cows and send the majority of them to an auction market, which sadly they probably end up in a feedlot somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
but also retain heifers that for my replacement every year.
So you sell off, do you neuter the bulls? You sell off only the bulls, you keep all the heifers?
Well, yeah, the bulls are neutered when they're young, and you know, for the auction barn.
Right.
And the heifers are maintained for replacements on that I keep back. And then I retain a few head for local customers that has bought beef off of me for years. There are no antibiotics, no hormones, no nothing. And I've got a small amount of customers locally that buys either a half or a whole beef off of me every year. I was processing beef in 25-pound bundles, which was appropriate for refrigerator freezers. You know, most people anymore don't have a huge freezer to hold beef, so it was very convenient, but we've lost about all of our USDA inspection slaughter facilities.
Explain why that is. We've done that. I'm in Massachusetts, and it's happened here, too. Why is that? Is it the same reason nationally that these things are going away? What's going on with those slaughterhouses?
Well, I think it's probably hard for the smaller processing facilities to acquire or maintain an inspection with all the large slaughter facilities and all the food products is being produced through the large places. It's very difficult, and probably it's become more restrictive for them, you know, by abiding by the HACCP plans and the whole process. So it was probably too complicated for them to stay in the business. I have one that's 90 miles away from me, but that I don't like hauling. Have to haul my cattle 90 miles because you can raise them right, do everything right, but you get them in and haul them in a trailer that far, and then they stand in a place, the meat quality degenerates pretty rapidly.
Yep, it does. Yeah, and by the way, that's not dissimilar from produce. If those of you who are listening, you hear a bell going off in your head, what happens to the big California growers, for example, who are shipping their lettuce and their spinach and their cucumbers and their tomatoes and whatever else they're growing all across the country, after their study after study after study, when you put that stuff in a truck, within hours, it loses a lot of its sugar, therefore a lot of its value, and if it's on the truck in days, it may look okay when it gets there, but it is there's absolutely no comparison between the stuff that comes off the truck and the stuff that's grown locally. And you can say that for meat as well, I think, Terry, very easily.
Correct.
Yeah. And milk. I mean, it's all this, any number of things. All right. So when you have a day, you have a focus, how often do your days get blindsided by things that come up that aren't necessarily about just running your farm, but you have to deal with them because you're involved in all these various organizations and action networks?
It happens quite regularly. You never know from day to day. I can have a full schedule planned, and then I will get a SOS or, you know, a call from another state or within a state, somebody that's heard that there is a large facility coming into their neighborhood. And so I take time off and devote and start talking with them and try to set up a meeting with them, you know, to where we can begin the process of organizing, to challenge, to see if all the P's and Q's have been followed on this. And, you know, we provide legal advice through attorneys that we work with, but, you know, we try to walk through it step by step to point to them, each one of these individuals or these groups, you know, what the process is, you know, to challenge and to follow through and make sure everything is adequate, you know, in the permitting of this facility. So it happens quite regularly. I work quite a little bit in Arkansas and several other states, but Arkansas is, we've really got some big issues there with the poultry facilities and processing plants that's going in. I work in Tennessee, where Tyson has over 500 buildings coming in Arkansas, and three counties, there's 500 poultry barns coming in. So, you know, you can really get strung out pretty rapidly, you know, from your farming aspect when you start dealing with all this. But I enjoy doing it. I enjoy meeting and working with people. We're all like-minded people. I remember the day when this happened to us in 1993. There was nothing like this anywhere, only North Carolina, you know, where the hog situation began. And I went to North Carolina and realized and talked and met with people. But, you know, I working with people, family farmers and residents has made my life more enjoyable and doing this type of work, because we're all like-minded. We have the same interest in mind about sustainable agriculture practices and our food system. And so I think that is a hook that keeps me motivated and keeps me going.
Terry Spence with us. We have a few more minutes to visit with him, finding out what goes on with his organizations and what's going on his farm, so that you'll know, if you're running the same kind of operation, how he's handled some of the things that have been in his face, if you will. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Napa Know How.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.79 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic, just $5.79 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 9/30/16.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Putty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat's pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen. Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Moving along, Terry Spence from Socially Responsible Agriculture, the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project, SRAproject.org, involved lots of other legal entities. This can be expensive. What a shame it is that it's come to this, but it really has. I'm looking at an advertisement in one of the trades for a meat packing process. The USDA inspected fellows done this custom work for beef and pork and lamb. How much of a role do the inspectors have, do you find? I find, frankly, that we hear a lot about how they need more inspectors. I've noticed in the years that I have gone to these slaughterhouses, or I've seen people that have told me stories about most of the inspectors not really doing anything at all. What goes on there goes on, and many of them couldn't tell good beef from bad beef. Did you find that to be your experience as well?
Well, I think you're exactly right. I mean, when you get into these larger facilities, processing facilities like we have now, I mean, the line, the chains, the poultry, the pork, whatever, is moving so rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, any inspector can try to do a good job, but with the line speeds and everything, it's going to be very complicated, and I'm sure there's times that, you know, that they're not aware and things just keeps going. You can see this in the food service FSIS recalls every month. It's unheard of, the millions of pounds and tons of poultry and beef and everything across the board that, you know, that we didn't ever see in the past. It's a daily deal if you follow that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unusual. I seen yesterday where, I don't know, 20,000 pounds of poultry recall. Can you imagine how many tons that is, how many chickens that is? It's been done. And, you know, really the sad part is that the consumer probably feels safe that they caught it and recalled it. But if you follow up the archives on that, on whatever was returned, it's just a very, very small percentage that ever came back through. So it went through, you know, the consumers at one point or another. So it is really a serious situation, I think, with the salmonella and everything that's being caught by these inspectors now. It's usually too late. It's already went through the food chain.
Mm-hmm.
But things aren't getting any better. They're getting worse. So
yeah.
I guess that's about all I can say about it.
Well, there's not only what's going on domestically, but we have the incursion of foreign food. We've got this Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is death to the family farmers as far as I can see.
Exactly.
I mean, anybody who supports that, you got to... I was very disappointed in Paul Ryan, who said he supported it at first, and now he's taking a second look at it. Anybody who comes from an ag state that supports the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the only reason they support it is because they're getting contributions, campaign contributions, from the huge industrial farms that are in their state. Guys like you and me, if we understand, all you got to do is read, comprehend, and look at this thing, and know...
The WTO and, you know, this Trans-Pacific, I mean, it's all, it doesn't make a lot of logic, you know, that it's all about exporting, but then you turn right around and we're seeing all these new countries open up every day that they're importing chickens back, they're importing beef back. You know, why not keep our food at home instead of, you know, trading and selling our good product and bringing in from another country? We don't know what diseases or what effects that they have and if their inspection is up to par or not. So it's really, you know, like you say, it's not for the small farmer at all. It's putting us out of business. It's all about big corporations and trade agreements with other countries. We have no part in any of these.
No,
but
the part of it, I wonder what you do educationally. What I've done on my farm to encourage people to learn, I have a teaching facility, teach the mostly kids that come in. I mean, it's not just for tourism. It's for people to learn how the cow works, how the milk supply works, what it requires to keep a healthy milk supply. And I'm betting you do the same thing on your farm, and the educational process, though, well, why does it cost more for me to buy beef from you than it does from the cow that came up from Argentina, or even some of the stuff that comes from lots in our own country? Why is it different? It's all the same, isn't it? I mean, local people that are coming to you, I'm betting, are saying that.
Yes, I've heard that many times, that you know the sustainable food raised on family farms is higher, and I always just try to tell them that, you know, the external costs, figure your external costs in on what you're paying on the other, and also that the external costs aren't figured in, and what I tell them when, you know, if they ask about my beef and they say, well, that's higher and I can buy it in the food store in town, I said, well, you know, if you're concerned about the quality, I said, eat a little less meat. I shouldn't be telling you this because I raise cattle. But I said, I would rather see you eat a little less meat and eat healthy meat and pay more for it.
Yeah, it's really it's an amazing reality. People need to know more about what you're doing. I congratulate you, Terry Spence, at SRAproject.org. Thank you for being here and explaining what's going on your farm. Up next here on the American Family Farmer, singer Jennifer Nettles promotes the National 4-H system and a program that's superb. That's next here on the American Family Farmer.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, food news, the American Family Farmer, affecting life on the farm, hoping to help you with solutions to problems. If you're a locavore, you're interested in knowing what's out there that's good and what isn't. There's a food recall this week, frozen food recall. This is one of our listeners named Jennifer in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, found this message on her answering machine.
This is a Costco food safety alert. CRF Frozen Foods and the FDA have announced an expanded recall of all frozen, organic, and traditional vegetable products. These products are being recalled due to the possibility of listeria contamination. Products include organic and non-organic broccoli, butternut squash, carrots, cauliflower, corn, edamame, green beans, peas, as well as various vegetable medleys and stir-fry products. Our records indicate that you purchased one or more of the CRF frozen food items covered by this recall. A full list of products being recalled by all companies who receive these products is available at www.costco.com/recalls. If you have any of these CRF frozen food products in your freezer, please stop eating them and return them to your local Costco for a full refund. Please contact CRF Frozen Foods at 844-483-3866.
All right. So you realize how crazy this is? Bring the food back, get your money back. That's it. But the implication here is that you're pretty stupid. That's what I get out of that. This is a lady who reported on some of the details regarding this recall of 42 different brands of frozen products that essentially all came from the same company.
Concerns about potential listeria contamination prompted a frozen food supplier to recall all of its fruit and vegetable products sold at stores including Trader Joe's, Walmart, and Costco. This comes after CRF Frozen Foods voluntarily recalled several of its products last week. Monday's expanded recall now affects about 358 products and 42 brands. The recall announcement says 7 people were recently hospitalized for listeria infections, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has connected some of those illnesses to CRF frozen food products. Listeria typically isn't fatal in healthy individuals, but it can be very dangerous for young children, the elderly, expectant mothers, and people with weakened immune systems. Symptoms include a high fever, nausea, abdominal pain, and severe headaches. CRF frozen foods has temporarily suspended production at its plant in Washington State. The recall affects stores in all 50 U.S. states and some Canadian provinces.
All right. So more importantly, a mother sends along her concerns about this recall. Her daughter apparently had just eaten some peas.
Callie had just poured herself a nice bowl of frozen peas from Trader Joe's, which she eats every day after school. And I caught the name Trader Joe's Organic. I said, okay, I shop there every week. And she came back in with an empty bowl, and my heart sank, and she was like, can I have some more? I'm like, actually, Callie, you can't. It makes me nervous as a mom and as, you know, a consumer of these products that I can't trust the places that are my go-to stores. It's very scary. It makes me want to, you know, grow a green thumb and start putting, you know, a garden in my backyard.
Good idea. Yeah. See, this is it. But the idea of the news media taking this is sort of playing it not necessarily down the middle. It does show you also how, and this speaks to the danger of the FDA and everybody else getting involved, trying to solidify, unify, because it's easier for them to judge or to control what's being grown and distributed if they have all these rules and regulations. But, you know, this one product, or these products all, 42 different stores are buying from the same place. Here's Jorge Quiroga reporting on a number of listeria cases that have shown up tied to this frozen food recall.
Trader Joe's, Walmart, Costco, part of a massive recall. Organic and non-organic products coming from CRF Frozen Foods of Pasco, Washington, distributed under dozens of brand names. 854 frozen foods possibly contaminated with listeria. Listeria can be fatal. Young children, the elderly, and frail at greatest risk. The CDC says 7 people from 3 states have been hospitalized, possibly linked to contaminated CRF products. Best advice, if you have any doubts, throw it out or take it back to the store.
No, don't throw it out. Take it back to the store. That so annoys me. Take it back and get your money back. Listeria, Salmonella, E. coli, most people don't even know what those things are. They hear like, oh, they will never kill you unless your immune system is weak. None of them will. If you're a young child, if you're an older person, yeah, it's likely. Or if you don't take care of yourself and eat good food and have good supplements and stuff, you'll get sick with this. But if you have a strong immune system, take a probiotic every day, that kind of stuff, and then you will not be affected by this. But this misinformation that's so plentiful around, that's what we're aiming to get at. I'm Doug Steffen.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.